magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, August 26, 2016. Today's edition of Mark and Friends will be a music-filled, God-citing, Jesus-honoring program, Lord willing, as I get to recount a number of neat stories that have happened just over the last few days, as more and more people are responding to our Great News Radio newsletter that recently went out and taking an active role in allowing God to work in and through them. I sure hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, is getting the day off, and I'll have the privilege of sharing some neat stories, great music, and what I hope and pray will be a blessing to you, as there are a lot of people praying, supporting, volunteering, and being involved in a lot of ways with this radio ministry. So over the course of the next 20 or so minutes, I'm going to share a few neat stories and hopefully encourage you by some songs that I've chosen, beginning with this favorite. And usually when I play this song, it's to honor a cadre of volunteers or people that are helping this radio ministry in a variety of ways through their time, talent, treasures, prayers from afar, or involved in a hands-on project in our new Great News Radio Center. I've been spending a lot of hours there the last few days, and the turnout from some of our friends like Gary and Audrey Ricketts, or Don and Donna Barnes, and they all brought friends. Brother Earl, who's a part of the church right next door, so we're neighbors at the Lincoln Square Mall, and his brother is the pastor of the congregation that meets right next door to us. But more to say about some unique God sightings, but let's listen to the song familiar to many of you called Thank You, as I pray you'll realize anew that there are many ways to serve the kingdom and effectively have the gospel proclaimed, honoring the Lord Jesus Christ in so many different ways.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven, now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Giving to the Lord, for I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so
Yes, this radio ministry is all about lives being changed, and it's a team effort that we have the privilege of working in and through the radio broadcasts and the variety of events and gatherings and functions, and even some of the unique tools, if you will, or resources like the Great News Radio yard signs, the tote bags, program guides, and other ways that you can invite a friend or a neighbor or a loved one or a colleague to tune in and hear those transformational broadcasts, that music and message that helps people better understand that God cares and loves them, and that salvation plan only found through the Lord Jesus Christ. So usually when I play that thank you song, I follow it with bragging up some listeners and friends to this radio ministry. And the list is long, but let me highlight just a few, as God has really confirmed the launching of our Great News Radio Center located at Lincoln Square Mall by affirming a few of our prayers and raising up some volunteers to help assist. Well, those of you who recently received our newsletter and our 20 top reasons for a Great News Radio Center know that we started out our first sentence with, "Dear friends, here at Great News Radio, we're on the move." It's with thankfulness and excitement that we announce our progress with the proposed Great News Radio Center. No longer proposed. In fact, as mentioned, I've spent a lot of hours there this week, and so much of it is coming together even before we officially get our building permit to put up a few walls and some doors and a window so that we can have our new and improved radio studio right there at Lincoln Square Mall, easily accessible for me to get a lot of you in the studio to share your testimony and cheery good words with our listeners. And it'll also include a boardroom / meeting room / prayer room, kind of a multi-purpose area where a handful or a dozen of us can gather and pray and seek God's leading. But also in this multi-use room, there'll be countertops and a refrigerator and cabinetry so we can store our program guides and radio resources and cups and plates and other things as we host you in the days ahead. Well, anyway, Nancy Dooley, who doesn't want any credit, so I should try strike her name from what I just announced over the air. In fact, when I said, "Wow, that's fantastic. Do you want us to receipt you for this generous gift?" And she says, "Nope. I want my glory in heaven. And I'm like, yeah, but if you can use it as a tax-deductible gift, then that allows you to free up other resources to help other ministries and so forth. And so it was kind of a fun conversation. But anyway, she received our newsletter, read it, and one of the items on our wish list was a large conference table. And she said, the business that we're a part of has this really nice conference table, and we want to give it to you. Well, Herb, the radio servant who lives in Homer, and that's where this conference table was, sent me some pictures, because you never know when people donate something, is it going to be a quality item or used and scratched or beaten up or whatever. Well, this is a deluxe, kind of an executive type conference table that'll be a showpiece, if you will. And I'm so excited just to think about sitting around it and praying up this radio ministry and gathering for meetings or having volunteers sitting around it as we tell God-citing stories and such. But it's going to work out great. It's the perfect size, and it'll look wonderful in our new center right near our studios. So it's just perfect. So thank you, God, for Nancy responding to the newsletter and providing this great conference table. So I can kind of check that off our list. Another quick story before I share a couple songs. We're wanting to have some cabinets and a countertop in this multi-purpose room. So if we have like a potluck or a volunteer gathering, we'll have some countertop space and storage space and such. And I had contacted some Christians that I know that have a heart for ministry, Rick Hostetler and Merv Yoder. They have a cabinet shop around the Arthur Arcola area. But I guess they're so backlogged with work that they couldn't have cabinets till about November. And so I'm in a quandary because I'd love to have a grand opening of our Great News Radio Center in a month or so. So my question for those of you tuned in right now, do you know somebody that has a cabinet company or builds cabinets and maybe countertops that I can talk with and see if we can work out a deal or a trade or something special? I think we need about 18 to 20 feet of cabinets, probably like 4 above and 4 below with double doors. Anyways, if you know somebody that does cabinets and might have a heart for our radio ministry, give me a call, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or as you're hearing my voice, you're looking at the newsletter and you're like, oh, they're looking for a grand piano. We have one. Or that projector and projection screen. It just so happens as we were moving ceiling tiles around, one of the prior tenants in our unit also had a projector, and it's probably about a $500 balancer that kind of hooks up into the rafters and then hangs down, and then you attach this projector onto this thing, and it kind of balances it and holds it in the air so it's high up in the ceiling and not in everyone's way. Well, anyways, as we were moving ceiling tiles, sure enough, there was one near the location where we would put a projector and our screen. So Jim Gunther, as he's moving ceiling tiles, he's like, the hairs on my arm are going up. I can't believe this thing is left here. This is like a $400 or $500 kind of bracket, if you will. And so we're now looking to see if maybe we can raise some funds and purchase a projector and then the screen. But if you got our newsletter, you'll see some of the other things, storage racks, sound system, countertops and tables. But we've begun integrating some of the things that the mall set aside for us, some tables and chairs and a couple display cases. So hopefully in the next few days, we'll have some more pieces into place. And once we get the building permit authorized by the Urbana City, we'll put up some walls, get our studio accessible, and see how God's going to use this Great News Radio Center to His glory and further the kingdom work in your life. Well, the joy of the Lord has been a part of this whole experience and the progress we've made with this Great News Radio Center. So here's Twyla Paris to talk about the joy of the Lord, followed by a song by Truth. God is in control, and He certainly is, as He continues to advance His kingdom purposes through this radio ministry, through the Great News Radio Center, and through you. Here's Twyla Paris.
Does it seem like the world is chaotically turning? Sin and shame unarraigned, and godly men are adjourning. Well, our fathers warned that it would come to this, but just hold your
dear friend, God is certainly in control. If you just tuned in, I encourage you to stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the archive programs page, because I've been sharing some God sightings on how God has been at work in the last few days through our Great News Radio Center. We've had a number of visitors as God has raised up some great super volunteers to help put various pieces into place. Thank you, God, for Jim Gunther, who spent many hours over there with me, has done some of the design work, electrical work, ceiling tile work, assembly, fix-it man, all-purpose helper. I couldn't even list all the things he's done in the last few weeks, but we've been so excited as people have stopped by and looked in the windows, and we've invited them in, and I've been like a cruise ship tour director, taking them around, sharing various stories, and proclaiming all that God has done already to bring us to this point. And hopefully in a month or so, we'll have like a grand opening, but we got to get the building permit authorized, walls, doors, and window in place, cabinets and countertop in, studio equipment ordered and in place, and so lots of other things that need to fall into place in the coming weeks and months. But we're so excited by the progress and how God has been in control from the beginning, as he always is. And he'll accomplish his ways and wonderful expansion of his kingdom. And we count it a privilege that he's blessing this Great News Radio Center and will allow this to be state-of-the-art studios and our office to serve you in a better way in the days ahead. Well, I'll close with one of my favorite lines, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And may this radio ministry be an ever-present reminder that he cares for you, that he loves you, and that he won't let you go. Well, let me also point out, tomorrow Saturday, the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival takes place, and Lord willing, I'll be at Lincoln Square Mall in our unit 112. It's right across from the food court, and probably from about 9 to 5 or 10 to 5, I'll be in our Great News Radio Center, so if you want to stop by, maybe pick up a Great News Radio tote bag or yard sign, or come on in and pray up this radio ministry, I invite you to do that. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.